Real Estate Investing for the Utterly Confused by Joseph Cranick. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: Real Estate Investing for the Utterly Confused by Joseph Cranick is a comprehensive guide to real estate investing. It covers all aspects of the process, from understanding basic concepts and terminology to finding properties, financing them, managing tenants, and selling or refinancing. The book also provides advice on how to avoid common pitfalls in real estate investing. The first part of the book explains key terms such as equity, cash flow, appreciation potential, leverage ratio, and more. It also outlines different types of investments, including single-family homes, multi-unit dwellings, commercial buildings, land development projects, foreclosures, tax liens and deeds, REITs, real estate investment trusts, and other alternative investments. The second part focuses on practical steps for getting started with real estate investing. This includes researching markets to find good deals, evaluating properties based on their financial performance potential, negotiating purchase contracts with sellers or lenders, obtaining financing through banks or private investors if needed, closing the deal successfully without any surprises. The third part discusses strategies for managing rental properties once they are acquired. Topics include tenant screening processes, setting rents at market rates that will attract quality tenants while still providing a positive return on investment, RO, dealing with maintenance issues efficiently and cost-effectively, handling evictions when necessary. Finally, the fourth section looks at exit strategies such as selling a property outright or refinancing it in order to free up capital for reinvestment elsewhere. The book concludes with an appendix containing sample forms used in various stages of real estate transactions. P. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the different types of real estate investing. Real estate investing can take many forms, from buying and flipping properties to long-term rental investments. It is important to understand the different types of investments and how they work before getting started. Main idea number 2. Research the market. Before investing in real estate, it is important to research the local market to understand the current trends and potential opportunities. Main idea number 3. Develop a plan. Developing a plan for investing in real estate is essential for success. This plan should include a budget, timeline, and goals. Main idea number 4. Find the right property. Finding the right property is key to successful real estate investing. It is important to consider the location, condition, and potential for appreciation. Main idea number 5. Understand financing options. Financing options for real estate investments can vary greatly. It is important to understand the different types of financing and how they work. Main idea number 6. Consider tax implications. Investing in real estate can have significant tax implications. It is important to understand the tax implications of any investment before getting started. Main idea number 7. Utilize professional services. Utilizing the services of professionals such as real estate agents, attorneys, and accountants can be beneficial when investing in real estate. Main idea number 8. Know the risks. Investing in real estate can be risky. It is important to understand the risks associated with any investment before getting started. Main idea number 9. Utilize technology. Technology can be a great tool for real estate investors. Utilizing technology such as online marketplaces and mobile apps can help investors find and manage properties. Main idea number 10. Understand property management. Property management is an important part of real estate investing. It is important to understand the different aspects of property management and how to effectively manage properties. Main idea number 11. Utilize networking. Networking can be a great way to find potential investments and build relationships with other real estate investors. Main idea number 12. Utilize creative strategies. Creative strategies such as lease options and seller financing can be beneficial when investing in real estate. Main idea number 13. Understand the legal aspects. Investing in real estate involves a number of legal aspects. It is important to understand the legal aspects of any investment before getting started. Main idea number 14. Utilize self-directed retirement accounts. Self-directed retirement accounts can be a great way to invest in real estate. It is important to understand the different types of accounts and how they work. Main idea number 15. Utilize online resources. Online resources such as websites, blogs, and forums can be a great way to learn about real estate investing. Main idea number 16. Utilize real estate investment groups. Real estate investment groups can be a great way to find potential investments and build relationships with other investors. Main idea number 17. Utilize tax strategies. Utilizing tax strategies such as 1031 exchanges and depreciation can be beneficial when investing in real estate. Main idea number 18. Utilize insurance. Insurance is an important part of real estate investing. It is important to understand the different types of insurance and how they work. Main idea number 19. Utilize crowdfunding. Crowdfunding can be a great way to invest in real estate. It is important to understand the different types of crowdfunding and how they work. Main idea number 20. Utilize social media. Social media can be a great tool for real estate investors. Utilizing social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter can help investors find and manage properties. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The most common type of real estate investing is buying and flipping properties. This involves purchasing a property, making improvements to it, and then selling it for a profit. It can be done quickly or over the course of several months depending on the market conditions. The key to success in this type of investment is finding properties that are undervalued and have potential for appreciation. Long-term rental investments involve purchasing a property with the intention of renting it out for an extended period of time. This type of investment requires more capital upfront but can provide steady income over time as well as potential appreciation when you eventually sell the property. You will need to factor in maintenance costs, vacancy rates, tenant turnover, and other expenses associated with owning rental properties. Real estate syndication is another form of real estate investing where multiple investors pool their money together to purchase larger commercial or residential properties such as apartment buildings or shopping centers. Each investor owns a portion of the property based on their contribution amount and shares in any profits generated from rent payments or sales proceeds. Finally, there are also options such as REITs, real estate investment trusts, which allow investors to invest in large portfolios without having direct ownership in individual assets. These types of investments offer diversification benefits since they spread risk across many different types of real estate investments. Main idea number 2. Researching the local real estate market is an essential step for any potential investor. Knowing the current trends and opportunities in a given area can help investors make informed decisions about where to invest their money. By researching the market, investors can identify areas with high rental demand, determine which neighborhoods are most desirable, and understand what types of properties will yield the highest returns. When researching a particular market, it is important to look at both macro-level data such as population growth or job availability as well as micro-level information such as average rents or vacancy rates. Additionally, understanding zoning regulations and other legal considerations can be critical when evaluating potential investments. Finally, talking to experienced professionals in the area who have knowledge of local markets can provide valuable insight into how best to approach investing in that region. By taking time to research a given real estate market before investing, investors can gain invaluable insights that will help them maximize their return on investment while minimizing risk. With careful research and due diligence prior to making any investments, savvy real estate investors are more likely to achieve success. Main idea number 3. Developing a plan for investing in real estate is essential for success. This plan should include a budget, timeline, and goals. It is important to determine how much money you can afford to invest in real estate and what type of return on investment you are expecting. Additionally, it is important to set realistic timelines for when you expect the investments to pay off. Finally, setting clear goals will help keep your focus on achieving those objectives. When creating your plan, consider factors such as market conditions and trends that could affect the value of your investments over time. Research local markets thoroughly before making any decisions so that you understand the risks associated with each potential investment opportunity. Additionally, be sure to factor in costs such as taxes and insurance into your budget. Finally, create an actionable strategy that outlines steps needed to achieve each goal within the timeline established by your plan. This may include researching properties or neighborhoods, negotiating contracts, obtaining financing, hiring contractors or other professionals, managing tenants, marketing rental units, collecting rent payments, maintaining records of income and expenses related to property ownership, filing taxes related to rental income or capital gains from sales transactions. Main idea number 4. Finding the right property is essential for successful real estate investing. Location, condition, and potential for appreciation are all important factors to consider when searching for a property. It is important to research the local market and understand what type of properties are in demand in that area. Additionally, it is wise to inspect any prospective properties thoroughly before making an offer so you can be sure they meet your criteria. When evaluating a property's location, look at its proximity to amenities such as schools, parks, shopping centers, public transportation options, and other attractions. Consider how close it is to major highways or airports if those are important considerations for you. Also take into account whether there are any zoning restrictions or future development plans that could affect the value of the property. The condition of a property should also be taken into consideration when selecting one for investment purposes. Make sure you know exactly what repairs will need to be made before renting out or reselling the home so you can factor these costs into your budgeting plan. Finally, assess the potential for appreciation by researching comparable sales in the area and understanding current trends in pricing and rental rates. This will help give you an idea of how much money you may make from this particular investment over time. Main idea number 5. One of the most common financing options for real estate investments is a mortgage. A mortgage is a loan that uses the property as collateral, and it typically requires monthly payments over an extended period of time. Mortgages can be obtained from banks, credit unions, or other lenders. It is important to understand all of the terms associated with a mortgage before signing any documents. Another option for financing real estate investments is private money lending. This type of financing involves borrowing money from individuals or companies who are willing to lend funds at higher interest rates than traditional lenders. Private money loans may have shorter repayment periods and require more stringent qualifications than mortgages. Finally, investors may also consider using hard money loans when investing in real estate. Hard money loans are short-term loans secured by real estate assets and usually come with high interest rates and fees due upon closing. These types of loans are often used when quick access to capital is needed but traditional lenders cannot provide funding. Main idea number 6. Investing in real estate can have significant tax implications. It is important to understand the tax implications of any investment before getting started. Depending on the type of property you are investing in, there may be different types of taxes that apply. For example, if you purchase a rental property, you will likely need to pay income taxes on any rental income received from tenants. Additionally, when selling a property for profit, capital gains taxes may also apply. It is important to research and understand all applicable federal and state laws regarding taxation related to real estate investments prior to making an investment decision. You should consult with a qualified accountant or financial advisor who specializes in real estate investments for advice about how your particular situation could affect your overall tax liability. Main idea number 7. Utilizing the services of professionals such as real estate agents, attorneys, and accountants can be a great way to ensure that your investments in real estate are successful. Real estate agents can help you find properties that meet your investment goals and provide valuable insight into local market conditions. Attorneys can assist with legal matters related to purchasing property, such as reviewing contracts or helping with title searches. Accountants can help you understand the financial implications of investing in real estate and advise on tax strategies. In addition to providing expertise in their respective fields, professional services also offer peace of mind when it comes to making important decisions about your investments. Knowing that experienced professionals have reviewed all aspects of a potential purchase will give you confidence that you're making an informed decision. Finally, utilizing professional services is often cost-effective because they may be able to negotiate better terms than if you were dealing directly with sellers or other parties involved in the transaction. This could result in significant savings over time. Main idea number 8. Real estate investing can be a great way to build wealth, but it is important to understand the risks associated with any investment before getting started. Real estate investments involve many different types of risks, including market risk, tenant risk, and legal risk. Market risk refers to the possibility that changes in economic conditions or other factors could cause property values to decline. Tenant risk involves the potential for tenants not paying rent on time or causing damage to the property. Legal risks include zoning regulations and other laws that may affect how you use your property. It is also important to consider financing when investing in real estate. Financing options such as mortgages and home equity loans can help you purchase properties without having all of the cash up front. However, these come with their own set of risks as well. Interest rates can change over time, which could increase your monthly payments if they go up significantly. Finally, it is essential that investors research local markets thoroughly before making an investment decision so they are aware of any potential issues that may arise from buying a particular piece of real estate. Knowing what kind of return on investment you should expect from each type of property will help ensure that you make wise decisions when investing in real estate. Main idea number 9. Utilizing technology can be a great way for real estate investors to maximize their profits. Technology such as online marketplaces and mobile apps can help investors find properties that meet their criteria, compare prices, and manage the entire process from start to finish. With these tools, investors can quickly identify potential investments and make informed decisions about which ones are worth pursuing. Online marketplaces allow investors to search through thousands of listings in one place. They also provide detailed information on each property, including photos, descriptions, pricing history, and more. This makes it easy for an investor to narrow down their choices based on location or other factors they deem important. Mobile apps offer even more convenience by allowing users to access all of this information while on the go. Investors can use these apps to stay up to date with new listings or changes in existing ones without having to constantly check multiple websites or contact agents directly. By utilizing technology such as online marketplaces and mobile apps, real estate investors have access to a wealth of data that allows them to make better decisions when investing in properties. These tools give them the ability to quickly identify potential investments and manage the entire process from start to finish. Main idea number 10. Property management is the process of managing and maintaining a property, such as an apartment building or single-family home. It involves overseeing all aspects of the property, from tenant selection to maintenance and repairs. Property managers are responsible for ensuring that tenants pay their rent on time, that the property is kept in good condition, and that any legal issues related to the property are addressed promptly. Property management also includes marketing rental properties to potential tenants, collecting rent payments from tenants each month, handling tenant complaints or requests for repairs or maintenance work, responding to emergency situations at the property, such as plumbing problems, and keeping accurate records of all financial transactions related to the rental unit. In addition to these duties, a successful property manager must be able to effectively communicate with both landlords and tenants. They should have strong organizational skills in order to keep track of multiple tasks at once. Finally, they should understand local laws regarding landlord-tenant relationships so they can ensure compliance with those regulations. Main idea number 11. Networking is an invaluable tool for real estate investors. By connecting with other investors, you can gain access to a wealth of knowledge and resources that can help you make better investment decisions. Additionally, networking allows you to build relationships with people who may be able to provide financing or other assistance in the future. When it comes to networking, there are many different avenues available. You can attend local real estate investor meetings or join online forums where experienced investors share their insights and advice. You can also reach out directly to potential partners or lenders through social media platforms such as LinkedIn or Facebook. No matter which method you choose, the key is to be proactive and consistent in your efforts. Make sure that you're regularly attending events and engaging with others on social media so that they get familiar with your name and what kind of investments you're interested in making. Main idea number 12. Utilizing creative strategies when investing in real estate can be a great way to maximize returns and minimize risk. Lease options are one such strategy that allows an investor to purchase a property without having to put down the full amount of money up front. Instead, the investor pays a small option fee and agrees to lease the property for a certain period of time with an option to buy it at some point in the future. This gives investors more flexibility as they can decide whether or not they want to exercise their option depending on market conditions. Seller financing is another creative strategy that involves buyers taking out loans from sellers instead of traditional lenders. This type of financing often comes with lower interest rates than those offered by banks, making it attractive for both buyers and sellers alike. Additionally, seller financing may also provide more flexible terms than what would typically be available through traditional lenders. By utilizing these creative strategies when investing in real estate, investors can potentially increase their profits while minimizing their risks. It is important, however, that investors understand all aspects of these strategies before entering into any agreements so they know exactly what they are getting themselves into. Main idea number 13. Investing in real estate involves a number of legal aspects that must be understood before getting started. It is important to research the laws and regulations governing real estate investments in your area, as well as any applicable federal or state laws. Additionally, it is essential to understand the terms of any contracts you enter into when investing in real estate, such as purchase agreements and leases. You should also familiarize yourself with zoning ordinances and other local regulations that may affect your investment. It is wise to consult an attorney who specializes in real estate law if you have questions about any aspect of investing in property. An experienced lawyer can provide valuable advice on how best to protect your interests while complying with all relevant laws. Main idea number 14. Self-directed retirement accounts are a great way to invest in real estate. These accounts allow you to use pre-tax dollars to purchase and manage investments, such as rental properties or other real estate investments. With self-directed retirement accounts, you can take advantage of tax benefits while still having control over your investment decisions. When considering self-directed retirement accounts, it is important to understand the different types available. Traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs are two popular options for investing in real estate with pre-tax dollars. ACP, Simplified Employee Pension, account is another option that allows employers to contribute up to 25% of an employee's salary into a tax-deferred account each year. Finally, 401k plans offer employees the ability to save money on a pre-tax basis for their future retirement. It is also important to understand how these accounts work when investing in real estate. Generally speaking, any income generated from the property must be reinvested back into the account until withdrawal at age 59 and a half or later without penalty. Additionally, There may be restrictions on what type of property can be purchased with funds from these types of accounts. Main idea number 15. Utilizing online resources is a great way to learn about real estate investing. Websites, blogs, and forums are all excellent sources of information that can help you understand the basics of real estate investing. You can find out what types of investments are available, how to evaluate potential properties, and even get advice from experienced investors who have been in the business for years. Websites often provide detailed information on different aspects of real estate investing, such as financing options, tax implications, legal considerations, and more. Blogs offer up-to-date news and insights into current trends in the industry, while forums allow you to ask questions directly from other investors or experts in the field. Online resources also provide access to tools such as calculators, which can help you determine your return on investment, ROI, or calculate mortgage payments. Additionally, many websites offer free courses or tutorials that will teach you everything from basic concepts to advanced strategies. Main idea number 16. Utilizing real estate investment groups can be a great way to find potential investments and build relationships with other investors. These groups provide an opportunity for investors to network, share ideas, and collaborate on deals. They also offer access to resources such as market data, financing options, and legal advice that may not otherwise be available. By joining a real estate investment group, you can gain valuable insight into the industry from experienced professionals who have been in the business for years. Real estate investment groups are typically organized around specific geographic areas or types of properties. This allows members to focus their efforts on finding deals within their area of expertise or interest. Additionally, these groups often host educational events where members can learn more about investing strategies and techniques from experts in the field. Through these meetings and seminars, investors can stay up to date on current trends in the market while building relationships with like-minded individuals. Joining a real estate investment group is an excellent way for new investors to get started in the industry without having to go it alone. With access to resources and support from experienced professionals, they will have all of the tools necessary for success right at their fingertips. Main idea number 17. Tax strategies can be a great way to maximize the return on your real estate investments. A 1031 exchange allows you to defer capital gains taxes when selling an investment property and reinvesting the proceeds into another similar property. This strategy is especially beneficial for investors who are looking to upgrade their portfolio or move into different markets. Depreciation is also a powerful tax tool that can help reduce taxable income from rental properties. By taking advantage of depreciation deductions, investors can lower their overall tax burden and increase cash flow from their investments. It's important to note that these strategies should only be used after consulting with a qualified accountant or financial advisor. They will be able to provide guidance on how best to utilize these tools in order to maximize returns while minimizing taxes. Main idea number 18. Insurance is an important part of real estate investing. It helps protect investors from potential losses due to unforeseen events, such as natural disasters or tenant damage. There are several types of insurance that can be used in real estate investing, including property and casualty insurance, liability insurance, and title insurance. Property and casualty insurance covers physical damage to the property caused by fire, theft, vandalism, or other perils. Liability insurance protects against claims made against the investor for bodily injury or property damage caused by negligence on their part. Title insurance provides protection against any defects in title that may exist prior to purchase. It is important for investors to understand how these different types of policies work so they can make informed decisions about which type best suits their needs. Additionally, it is essential for investors to shop around for competitive rates when purchasing a policy. Main idea number 19. Crowdfunding is a way to raise capital for real estate investments by pooling funds from multiple investors. It can be used to finance the purchase of a property, fund renovations or repairs, and even cover closing costs. There are several different types of crowdfunding platforms available, each with its own set of rules and regulations. The most common type of crowdfunding platform is equity-based crowdfunding. This type allows investors to buy shares in a company that owns the property being invested in. The investor then receives dividends based on their share percentage when profits are made from rental income or sale proceeds. Equity-based crowdfunding also offers potential tax benefits as well. Debt-based crowdfunding is another popular option for real estate investing through crowdfunded platforms. With this type, investors loan money directly to the borrower who will use it for their investment project, such as purchasing a property or making improvements on an existing one. Investors receive interest payments over time until the loan is paid off. Finally, reward-based crowdfunding involves offering rewards such as discounts on future purchases or exclusive access to certain events in exchange for financial contributions towards an investment project. This type of platform typically requires less paperwork than other forms and may be more suitable for smaller projects. Main idea number 20. Utilizing social media can be a great way for real estate investors to find and manage properties. Platforms such as Facebook and Twitter allow investors to connect with potential buyers, sellers, and other professionals in the industry. Through these platforms, investors can post listings of their available properties or search for new ones that meet their criteria. Additionally, they can use social media to network with other real estate professionals who may have access to exclusive deals or insider information. Social media also provides an opportunity for investors to build relationships with potential clients by engaging in conversations about topics related to real estate investing. This helps create trust between the investor and the client, which is essential when it comes time for them to make a purchase decision. Furthermore, using social media allows investors to stay up to date on market trends so they can adjust their strategies accordingly. Overall, utilizing social media is an effective tool that real estate investors should take advantage of if they want success in this competitive field. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.